The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. Good afternoon and welcome to Family First with five-time author and top speaker Randy Rolfe. Your family may be facing a variety of issues that you'd like addressed. No two families in the world face identical problems, but Randy has seen almost all of the difficulties families today face, and she and her expert guests have the answers that you seek. Now, here is your host, Randy Rolfe.
Hello, welcome to Family First. This is Randy Rolfe, your host. And today we were supposed to have Stedman Graham as our guest, and I know he's on tour promoting his newest book, so I will tell you a bit about that. I've read it. It's wonderful, and we'll cover some other topics too, and if he shows up, we will be delighted to ask him some questions about youth and helping them meet the leadership challenges of today. His new book, Identity, Your Passport to Success, is fantastic. It's actually his 11th book. He has two New York Times bestsellers called You Can Make It Happen and Teens Can Make It Happen. And it's all about really finding out how to get deep inside yourself and know what really makes you tick and ignites your passion and helps you get what you want from life by finding a way that you can do something you love and that makes a difference for others. So something out there that people value, that you enjoy doing, that is the ticket to success and happiness. We're more interested. We assume success is going to make us happy, but it doesn't necessarily, unless we're doing something that we love and that we feel is meaningful and that we're living by our own values. So his book is all about focusing on what he calls the first of his 9-step process for success and how that first step impacts all 8 of the others, and that first step is identity, your passport to success. And of course, being so closely associated with Oprah in the media, even with all his success as a world-renowned teacher and trainer and a basketball star, still he has of the opinion that one must look deeper and deeper into one's identity so that one can stay true to one's values and also be giving back in a way that gives you the success that you want as far as wealth and feeling good about yourself and having the power and freedom that you want. And I love that he associates success with freedom, that freedom is really about freedom of spirit, freedom of to move around, freedom to do what you think is most meaningful to you and to the people you care about. So that's a wonderful definition of success and so simple. So I do highly recommend the book. And it's got wonderful exercises, some fabulous stories about people, you know, household names like himself that have succeeded and how important it was for them each to find out what their deepest identity was, what really turned them on, what they really enjoyed doing, and their big success came when they were doing what they really enjoyed doing and were staying true to their values. So it's a really exciting book, and he's written books on diversity and success of all kinds, and he's taught at some of the major educational institutions and has been consultant to Merrill Lynch, Wells Fargo, Harvard, Wharton Business School, and so on. So I need not go into a whole lot more detail about his credentials. They're truly astounding. So I do recommend the book, and we have Stedman on the line now.
Yeah, Randy, how are you? I thank you so much for all of that. That was so wonderful. I appreciate your support on the work, and we're very excited about identity. And that's so important, because if you don't have one, you're essentially a lost.
And yes, exactly. I so enjoyed your book, Stedman, and I was so eager to talk about it that I forgot to read the little message from our engineer saying he had you on the line. So thank you for being here. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. My pleasure. I was listening to you, and I just appreciate the opportunity to be able to talk about it.
Great, great. So I'd like to start out by asking you, how did you first become interested in helping young people discover their leadership qualities and prepare for the challenges that lie ahead, which are obviously going to be many?
Well, I think an important word, especially in today's marketplace in the 21st century, is equality. It's how do you believe that you're as good as anybody else? How do you take that belief system and create skills and organize your passion and be able to, again, work on your talent and your abilities? And, so it really starts with a strong foundation. A lot of times, young people may not have a strong foundation. You know, they have a single family household. They may not be able to, you know, be in a good school. They may not have access to technology. But they shouldn't be counted out. So the school system teaches you how to memorize, take tests, repeat them back. You get labeled with a grade. If I ask the students what they learned, 2 weeks later they may not remember, or they may not understand how to take information and make it relevant to growing their life. And so that's what I do to support the education system, is teach them through my 9-step success process how to do that. Now that applied to me as an adult, because it took me to about 32, 33 before I began to wake up and realize that I was missing a piece. I didn't know who I was. I didn't know my purpose in life. So I had no process to be able to think and develop myself in addition to what I learned in school. So I'm trying to get that message down to them at an early age, that if they could take who they are, focus on what they love, what they care about, organize that, and then take information and education and then make it relevant, so they become lifelong learners and then just not going through the process of trying to get a high school diploma and then they'll know anything. And so I think the key is to help them learn how to be lifelong learners and self-developers and apply self-leadership principles, so that they can control their own destiny as opposed to giving their power over to the world to define them. Again, I think the biggest lesson for me is not to have other people define you by your relationship, or define you by your race, or define you by your family, or define you by your job or title or house or car, but to be able to internally work on investing in yourself and developing yourself, so you have access to your own self-awareness and ownership of your own mind, so that you can define yourself as opposed to having the world define you as a follower or as a woman. You can't make it because it's a man's world, or you can't make it because of color skin, or you can't because parents didn't have enough money, or you can't make it because of any other reason that is socially constructed, that's set up and designed to marginalize your existence.
Oh, that's so powerful. The equality and just getting rid of those labels, and everybody grows up with some label. And there's many people in their 20s and 30s, like you mentioned, 33, you felt like you woke up. There's so many young adults in their 20s and 30s who, like you said, just don't even know that there is a way to wake up. They're burdened, especially in this economy, with labels and fear that they're going to lose their job and that kind of thing. How were you inspired to come up with a specific process that a person could take to wake themselves up?
Well, you know, I live in a lot of different worlds. I've played ball in Europe. I've you know, I've gone through the educational process. I have a master's in education. I was serving U.S. Army. I worked in the prison system 5 years. I get a chance to be in Oprah's world and, you know, see all the dynamic things she's seen. I get a chance to be around all kinds of people. You know, I've traveled around in business. I've been in South Africa. I've been, in Paris, a lot of different places. I've worked in Washington, you know, closely with a guy I worked for named Bob Brown, who was special assistant to President Nixon. And so I was always, kind of looking around to see what's the difference between a follower and a leader? What's the difference between the 99% versus the 1%? And what I realize is that the 1% thinks, and they have a different way of thinking and feeling about themselves and their possibilities. The 99% are followers. So they just follow and don't really know how to create their own future or shape their own future. And I say, what's missing here? Well, there's really no process for people to follow. They don't teach this in school, and maybe you're lucky if you have a parent or something that understands this enough to tell you how it works, or you're part of a good old boy system that mentors you. A good old girl system that mentors you, but there really isn't a systemic process that's institutionalized that teaches you how to systemically organize your life around yourself so that you have the skills and the talents and the leadership to be able to navigate the slave system. I want to call it the work mentality system that's in place to keep you as a worker in terms of your thinking, not as a worker in terms of your worker, because we all need to work, but in terms of your development, in terms of your human potential, you need something extra. You need the magic stuff. And so I went to create that in my own life because I didn't want to be defined by all the external labels, and I wanted to free myself, and there wasn't a process, so I studied it. And I looked at the people who I thought had it and the ones that didn't have it, and I said, okay, this is what they do. Number one, in the 9-step success process, they know who they are. That's the first step. They know what love. They focus on love and loving themselves and caring about themselves and developing that every single day. Then the second step, they have to have a vision. So they visualize, you know, beyond their circumstances. So they figure out who they can be. And then the third step is they have to have a plan. So they have to really execute that every single day and make that happen. So they set goals and they have lists. And then the fourth step is they master the rules of the road. They have a value system that they follow that's consistent. They work hard. They're determined. They have a positive attitude. They focus on the positive as opposed to the negative. They look at the glass half full as opposed to half empty. And then step five, step into them is overcoming your fears. They there's only two emotions. There's love and there's fear. They mostly pick love. And they pick things that give them energy. And they pick things that allow them to grow and develop. Step six is follow the seasons of change. It's not so much what happens to you, but how you respond to it. They deal with changes very well. So they last. They get through the tough times. They overcome the obstacles. They will always be in the hunt. They will always be there. Step seven, build your dream team. Got to have a team. No one makes alone. No man or woman is an island to themselves. So they build teams based on their leadership, based on their vision, based on commonalities. They build good relationships. They don't, you don't pick mentors. Mentors pick you. Step eight is win by decision, which is what I really understand. It's about the information. So they're able to filter information that's relevant to everything that they're passionate about so they can grow and develop every single day. They're able to organize content, you know, which allows them to think constructively and innovative and creatively of how they're going to get things done. So step nine, of course, is the last step is commit to your vision, is that they don't quit no matter what happens, and they have that fire in the belly, and they're full of life. You know, they're not working You know, they understand that everybody's equal because everybody has 24 hours. The question is, what 24 hours? They work that 24 hours every single day. They're busy all the time. They're organizing. They're developing. They're developing work-life balance. They're trying to, you know, enhance their leadership value and their leadership skills.
That's great. Thank you for going through those nine steps. They're so powerful. It seems that so many people assume when they see big names that they were just lucky or they, you know, just happened to be in the right place at the right time. And in these five steps, these nine steps, and in your book, you tell some great stories about how people have the famous people we know, they have done exactly what you said. They work 24/7 on themselves and their vision and their dream and go into action. And it's no accident when people hit the top unless, like you said, they were just born into it or something. But for most people, it's all about hard work on themselves mostly. Is that true?
Oh, my goodness. Randy, now you said it. It really is about the process. See, I'm right brain. And right brain is emotional, big picture, visionary, artistic, all of that, creative. So I love that. What I have to do to make things happen is I need left brain. I need structure. I need, you know, a process. I need things. I need analytical information. I need research. I need things to be able to help me execute. So when you take right brain and you put left brain with it, then you have a whole brain. And so when I discovered that, okay, the key to my success is always process. What can I get done? What can I achieve? How do I execute it? How do I set goals? How do I make it happen? How do I become consistent? How do I align the resources? How do I connect the dots? See, so that I can do all the creative stuff. That's natural. But can you actually get it done? So people who are, you know, who understand that, you know, are able now to say, you know what, I'm going to build a team around left brain people because I'm the creator, I'm the visionary, but I got to find people who can execute the dream. And to me, it's about process. Now, the beautiful thing about that, I don't have to worry about the color of my skin when I have process. I just process it out. I don't have to worry about family circumstances. I just process it out. I don't have to worry about, you know, what's next week. I can process it. And so when I discovered that there is a process for success bigger than the box you're in, bigger than the circumstances you are, you're not your circumstances, you are your possibilities, and with the process and apply it to your possibilities, you can make things happen.
Oh, that's so brilliant. We're coming up on a break now, Stedman, but I appreciate all your enthusiasm, and we're going to take a break now, but I want to come back and talk a little more about your personal voyage and also about this, what you were just talking about, finding out, you know, what are your strengths and building a process and a team to fill in where you need the help.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
What if thinking just a little bit differently about your daughter could make her more respectful, a better student, or less vulnerable to peer pressure? What if a few simple changes in your words with your son could make him more responsible, a better listener, or more fun? Five-time author and dynamic speaker Randy Rolfe has answers to your questions about family matters. Whether it's your kids, parents, schools, health and diet issues, finances, or life balance, Randy can help you. The World Ambassador for Family, Randy Rolfe has been helping families since 1985 to minimize the stress and heartache of modern living. To access some great and free downloadable tools, to get one of her internationally acclaimed books, or to have her inspire and excite your next event as your featured speaker, go to www.randyrolfe.com. That's RANDYROLFE.com. Your family will thank you.
Hi, I'm Neil Haley, host of the Total Education Network. We're the only education talk show that airs shows 7 days a week on different stations. Please go to my website at TotalTutor.org to learn about the exciting shows coming to the network. The show brings the total education experience. We interview interesting guests, have lively debates, and provide news. and provide tips for parents. Please go to my website at TotalTutor.org for more information. Remember, the talk shop for teachers, parents, and administrators, TotalTutor.org.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're tuned in to Family First with your host, Randy Rolfe. To speak to Randy or her guests, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to randyrolfe@randyrolfe.com. Now, back to Family First.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Stedman Graham, who's the chairman and CEO of S. Graham & Associates, SGA, and he's just come out with his 11th book after two New York Times bestsellers. The new one is Identity, Your Passport to Success, and today we're talking about the leadership challenges that are facing youth and how to avoid labels that come from race or age or poverty or whatever it may be that people hold themselves back by buying into other people's labels for them. And we've just gone through the 9-step process, which Stedman developed to just work through and avoid all those labels and limitations and reach success in some area you love true to your values. So, Stedman, I wanted to ask you some more about your own personal journey. Mm-hmm. I know in the book you describe how you were a very successful basketball player, and most people think that, you know, if someone's a successful athlete, they can just go all the way and they don't have to worry about their identity. Their identity is already set, but that's not always the case. Can you expand
on
that?
Not play, first of all, Randy, you're not going to play basketball forever.
Right.
You may not do any one thing forever. And people know that because the technology has now changed everything. And they thought they were going to be on one job forever. They thought they were going to be in one house forever. They thought that everything was going to be sometimes hunky-dory forever. It does. It changes. The world changes. And so when you don't have a process to change, when you're not authentic, when you have you don't have a diversified program that helps you source all your talents and all your skills, then you limit your opportunities, because when things change, then now you're not ready for the change, or you don't have anything to fall back on. You don't have a B plan. So as a basketball player, it's important to have a B plan, a C plan, a D plan, you know, because you're not going to play basketball all your life. So the second step of the 9-step process is vision. And what happens when you have, though, that's why the good book says where there is no vision, the people perish. So you can't see it. If you're a person that retires at 65 and think, oh, I don't have to go back to work again, I'm just going to sit back and relax and everything else, and all of a sudden, you know, the marketplace changes and things go up and you find that you have to go back to work again, but you're not prepared and you have to learn new skill and you're not able to adjust to the 21st century, we got a problem in Houston. So it is very important to be able to have some sense of how you create your authenticity, your life, diversify your talents and your skills, and always keep working on yourself. I think that's the message.
Yes, that makes so much sense. And so I love that you emphasize that, you know, change is absolutely inevitable and people need to be prepared for it. And that is a fairly new thing. You know, when I was a kid, the 50s, 60s, you know, we were trying to make change. It seemed like nothing ever changed. And now it's very hard to keep up with the rate of change. And do you think it's possible even for us today to keep up with the speed of technology, the changes in employment patterns, the trends in social networking and communication? It's like there's a new way to communicate every month or two.
Well, there's a lot of information out here. And so there's is probably too much information, which is why you have to be organized and why you have to filter information that's only relevant to your development. I mean, I love the opportunity to be able to take magazines and books and technology and have access to information that's relevant to improving my life and navigating and developing a process to help me navigate the system so that I'm on the front side of it. So I'm on the cutting edge and I'm not behind the eight ball. And so once you establish your basic core development work, once you understand what your interests are and what you care about, then you can really begin to segment the information that makes that relevant. And you can change that and improve that, but at least you're focused. You know, there's a saying, whatever you focus on expands. So you have to be able to focus on, again, what's true to you and what is often authentic to you. And you have to be able to ask yourself, what do I want to do in the future? How do I shape my future? What can I do? How do I take information and education, make it relevant? I think a key word in today's marketplace with all the changes is, are you relevant in the 21st century? So when you can create the alignment, the vision, the plan, you know, organize it, and then become relevant in the marketplace, man, I think that's a gift. That really is the ability to be able to align and control your destiny and decide for yourself in the 24 hours that we have every day, what you're going to do that day. What does that look like?
Yeah, that decision-making, you emphasize that in your book as well, that the ability to make a decision to work on yourself and to get out there in the marketplace, that you have to step out of your comfort zone, find out what people want that you can give them with passion and love, and that can make all the difference. You mentioned earlier about that you tend to be the on the right brain, the creative side, seeing the big picture, and that you've discovered that you need structure and process. And I totally understand that myself. I've written a number of books, and I need a deadline, I need a plan, and then things happen. And I think so many people, they think they have a great idea, but they don't have a process to get it out there and let it grow them and the people they're trying to help. So that's really valuable. And my passion has always been to help families be healthier and happier. And from the time I was a kid, I traveled all over the world with my family and was looking to find the way to do that and discovered natural health and spiritual program. But I think the key, the thing I like most, is helping people discover the power of choice in the moment. And that's the kind of thing that you're talking about, that people need to decide to help themselves.
Yeah, you know, it really is wonderful to be able to have some control over your destiny and to be able to figure out exactly what you should be doing, so that you can organize a process for getting that done. And when you can do that, it changes your whole life. Because now it's not predicated on everything outside of you so much. It's predicated on your habits and your skills and what you can do, what you can create. So creativity and being artistic and having all of those opportunities to be able to do that is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful thing. So I just love the opportunity to be able to control your own destiny and make that happen.
So often I think so many parents that I've counseled, it's such a big deal to realize that they are in control. They need to know the control of their schedules for themselves and for their kids, and to organize their lives so that they do have that quality time and quantity time to be there for their children and for their spouse. You know, our marriages have so many problems today. I think partly because people don't do what you're saying of really taking control, organizing their time, choosing their own priorities, what makes them function properly.
And how do you be consistent? I mean, you're talking about consistency with your family, in your relationship. You know, how do you become accountable? You know, so a lot of that is predicated on the internal development. It's your core development, see, that gives you the solid foundation. So when you've got a core development process that allows you now to go back to your core, regardless of what happens, regardless of the financial tsunami, or regardless of how things are going, and if you lose control on the outside, at least you have enough control on the inside to remain consistent and to hang in there. You know, it's called strength. How much strength do you have? What is your internal capacity to deal with change? Do you break easily? Are you able to get through the tough times? Because it's going to change. The question is, are you going to be there when it changes?
Exactly. You have a powerful exercise in your book for discovering your own true values, and that's what I was thinking of when you're talking about building that internal strength, getting back to knowing what your true values are, what drives you, and how do those values link to finding your self-leadership and building your success?
Well, I like to think that, again, I go back to the process. What really helps me is to think. I mean, the most powerful thing you have is your mind. So to be able to take, again, information, education, make it relevant to your thinking, you know, and relevant to your heart and soul, and then think about it, and then transfer it to the World Free Enterprise System, gives you the ability to source the information that you need from the world and to make it relevant and apply it so that you have the strength, you have the abilities, you have the skills, you have the flexibility to be able to change if you want, and you have the internal capacity to be able to deal with whatever you're dealing with. You know, based on a vision, based on setting goals, based on having a plan, based on being able to have a team, based on being able to, you know, source the right content and information. So it's the combination. It's called work-life balance. And you're trying to put it in balance all of the time.
Yeah, it's a lifelong process. you mentioned earlier how our educations do very little to help with this issue of finding out what your real values are and who you are deep down so that you can become a leader in your life rather than just doing what other people decide for you. What do you recommend that young people can do now to make up for that lack in their education?
Well, I think what they can do is they can learn how to be learners. And, you know, with students taking tests and focusing on tests as a way to learn, and then after they finish the test, they forget the information, and then they get out of school, 4 years of college, and they have a degree, and they come from a great college, and they can't even get a job, it really becomes very difficult for them to be able to say, well, I bought into the American dream. I thought if I could just go to college and get out of school, I could have a good job. And now I find out that I have to now try and re-educate myself because I can't find a way to work. I have no skills that are relevant in the 21st century. And I thought I was prepared. And you're not prepared. That's the unfortunate thing about it. You have to now decide for yourself, who am I? What's my purpose? What's my skill set? What's my expertise? How do I become an expert in the marketplace today? So to me, that's part of the challenge, is to become relevant and so that you can actually, have a skill and a talent that can be useful. I think the word is useful, so that you can begin the process of building.
Yeah, that being useful. I mean, somebody might just, you know, love doing something, but if it's not going to add to the world, then the world probably won't reward it. So you point out that success for a lot of people, they think it's the wealth and the fame and the power, but that there are a lot of people who have all those things who have not achieved any kind of happiness or balance in their lives. And you share a lot of wonderful stories in your book. Is there one that you might just tell us quickly here?
Well, I think the Jim Key story, which I know who I actually worked at 7-Eleven, and he's been CEO of 7-Eleven. He was the CEO of Blockbuster, and you know, he's been successful all of his life. I mean, he came from a background where, you know, he was poor. And, you know, he worked hard every single day. I mean, he had the determination and the perseverance, and he wanted something better for his life than to look at it, than to look at his background and see where he came from and realize that, you know, I don't want to be here. I don't want to think this way. And his key to success always has been his positive attitude. I mean, Jim is one of the most positive people that I know. And he's always looking at what he can do as opposed to what he can't do. He's looking at the glass half full as opposed to half empty. And that's been the key to his success. Now, he went through the school system, that's fine. But as a leader, to be CEO of a major company, an international company, then you have to really have the determination, the perseverance. You got to have that extra stuff that allows you to maximize your potential based on your core development. Because it wasn't really designed for him to make it. It was designed for him to fail. I mean, you should see his house where he grew up in. You know, you should see what kind of family he had. You know, he had a very challenging family he had to deal with. And so if you make it in spite of that, you see, and he realized that the process is the same for everybody. But he didn't necessarily understand it when he was growing up. But he learned it, and he wanted it. And when the student is ready, the teacher appears.
Yeah, I really like that idea that you say that the mentor chooses you, and it's so important to be prepared, to be open, to recognize when something or someone appears that is an opportunity for you to grow and expand your vision. And many people can miss that if they're not working on themselves. What do you tell young people about the whole social networking environment that is they're just discovering it, and it has infinite potential for good and for bad. How do you tell people, kids, how to filter through all that information and find their way?
Well, it's certainly a very important word you just said, filter, Randy. It's how do you filter the information? So you got all the social media, you got access to the world, folks are texting all day. What are they texting about? I don't know what they're texting about. But the question you have to ask yourself is that you have access to the world through technology. What's your content like? What are you listening to? What are you organizing? What are you creating? What are you using to improve your life every day? So when you really get serious about who you are, then utilize the technology and the social media as a way to really build your relationships that can be really become meaningful in your development, so that you are constantly improving the way that you think. You're improving your perspective. You have a vision that you can follow. You know why you're doing things. You become conscious of what's around you.
Edmund, we're up on another break, excuse me, okay. But I do want to get back to that, how young people can filter the amazing wealth of information to drive themselves forward. So we'll come back with Stedman Graham in just a moment.
Learn more. Live better. Voice America Health and Wellness.
What if thinking just a little bit differently about your daughter could make her more respectful, a better student, or less vulnerable to peer pressure? What if a few simple changes in your words with your son could make him more responsible, a better listener, or more fun? Five-time author and dynamic speaker Randy Rolf has answers to your questions about family matters, whether it's your kids, parents, schools, health and diet issues, finances, or life balance. Randy can help you. The World Ambassador for Family, Randy Rolf, has been helping families since 1985 to minimize the stress and heartache of modern living. To access some great and free downloadable tools, to get one of her internationally acclaimed books, or to have her inspire and excite your next event as your featured speaker, go to www.randyrolf.com. That's RandyRolfe.com. Your family will thank you.
Hi, I'm Neil Haley, host of the Total Education Network. We're the only education talk show that airs shows 7 days a week on different stations. Please go to my website at TotalTutor.org to learn about the exciting shows coming to the network. The show brings the total education experience. We interview interesting guests, have lively debates, and provide news and provide tips for parents. Please go to my website at TotalTutor.org for more information. Remember, the talk shop for teachers, parents, and administrators, TotalTutor.org.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're tuned in to Family First with your host, Randy Rolfe. To speak to Randy or her guests, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to randyrolfe@randyrolfe.com. Now, back to Family First.
Welcome back. We're talking on Family First with Stedman Graham, who's the author of Identity, Your Passport to Success, which is his 11th book, and these books are fantastic guides to how to stay up with the changes in modern life and be true to yourself and your values and really reach for the success you want regardless of the labels or limitations that come from your past. I love what you say about let the past go and focus on the now and the future. So, Stedman, I wanted to ask you more about how kids can avoid the labels, and particularly what can parents do with their teenagers and their college kids to expand their vision and allow them to see that there's life beyond the tests and the degrees, and that if they truly want to be happy, they need to follow this kind of personal growth process that you offer.
Well, I wrote a book called Teens Can Make It Happen, just for students, and now I'm doing parent programs through the 9-step success process, teaching the parents how to develop an identity for themselves. Because I think the key to students is to really be able to have parents understand the process and how do they and answer the question, how do I improve my own life? Because when you improve your own life, and parents as leaders in their own families or teachers in their own family, when I begin to improve myself, then everything around me improves, including your kids. So to me, it's critical to be able to take control of your own development and to have a process that you can create excellence and improve your performance based on what's relevant to you as a parent. And to me, that is the best way to engage the students or engage your family or engage your children so that they adopt the same habits that you have because they're watching you every single day as an example. I have a daughter graduated from Wellesley College, and you know, and so my relationship changed with her when I started to change my thinking. Her thinking began to change, and because the conversations were different, I could help guide her. I could help get her to understand the importance of education and lifelong learning and information and knowledge and entrepreneurship and marketing and all of those things so that she herself can enhance the value of her learning so she doesn't think that just having an education or graduating from college, just because she went to a great college, you know, that doesn't necessarily make you the kind of success that you can be based on your potential as a human being. There's a difference.
That's a great example, a great story, and in the 7 Secrets of Successful Parents, modeling and parents, the kids learn by imitation and your example. So I couldn't agree with you more that, you know, if the parents follow your process to be a successful parent or to be successful in their own careers, the children will catch on to that. It's not that you have to get in there and mold the child so much as be an example. So that's very powerful. I love that. And so your conversation with your daughter shifted. Now, can you tell us how, what kind of shift that would look like for a parent if they started doing your process, and how would they talk to, say, a child who's away at college? What kind of changes might happen in their conversation?
Well, you know what? It's changing the content that you read. It's changing your thinking based on new content that's relevant. It's applying it to their future. It's talking to them about what work they want to be in. It's talking to them about the courses you're taking. Are those courses relevant to your skill set? Is the skill set relevant to the global marketplace of the 21st century? It's about doing everything you possibly can do to leverage the institution, because the parents, in a lot of cases, and also the government, you know, and also the student has to pay those loans back, are investing in your future. And so you have the opportunity at this institution to really source information. And the key is to make sure that information becomes relevant to your development. It becomes relevant to enhancing your talents and your skills and all of that. So that's a joint conversation. That should be a joint conversation. That should be a joint conversation with the university. It should be a joint conversation with the parents. It should be a collaborative with friends and other people who can give you opportunities. It's a process of building a team around who you are, so that you're reversing the process of learning, which now the focus has to be on you. You is the most important word. Leadership is the most important word. Self-leadership is the most important word, because that's why you're in school in the first place. So you can enhance the value of you so that you can serve and give others more of what you already have. Nothing in, nothing out. And so everything is about service. Everything is about being able to give, but you can't give unless you have something to build from, and let, you know, the more you have, the more you can serve.
Oh, so many great ideas. I love the story that's in your book about Steve Jobs dropping out of college so that he could drop in on the courses that he really was drawn to, and that calligraphy course has changed the way we all type our books. That was such a great story, that he followed his own internal passion and picked up a calligraphy course that affected how all of us type today. So that idea of students focusing on what's relevant to their skill set, to their passion, to who they truly are, that is such a powerful concept. Can you talk more about developing that team of support? You want your parents and maybe your favorite teachers or counselors. How can a person who's been in the books or not been playing around, how can they get this process going and find that team of people that's really rooting for them?
Well, it really is building a diversified program. You know, today it's about diversification. I mean, if you go in with one skill set, and that skill set doesn't allow you to source a job, or your job is replaced through technology or some robot or something, you need to have a B plan. You need to be able to diversify your other talents and also be able to change. Today is about change. It's how quickly can you change? How quickly can you develop? How quickly can you build? You know, what can you create? And diversification is very important, because you have to be able to be a lifelong learner today. Now you have the whole world. The world is a collection of unlimited wealth and resources, often we limit our potential by moving in our own small circles, because we really don't know how to do it because of the way we're taught to learn. We're taught to learn based on giving everything away and not bringing anything into our own core development. So strength is about how you build your core. Now, if you can organize everything that you love in your life, your travel, your family, spirituality, your relationship, your kids, your hobbies, all those things, and develop a diversified core development program that allows you now to source information that becomes relevant to building and enhancing your value based on everyday use of that information. And what I mean is that you tell the world, I'm going to stop working for you. I'm going to stop being a slave for you. You're going to work for me. So I'm going to source what's relevant to me to enhance the value of my core, not only for myself, but for my family. And I'm going to work with experts. I'm going to get information that's in books. I'm going to pull information from the technology. I'm going to get as much information as I can and as much cooperation from the local community I'm in, from the university that's around me, from various workshops and seminars. I'm going to source information that enhances my value and enhances my core. The value that you give yourself is the value the world gives you. The world sees you as you see yourself. So how do you raise the standards of who you are? How do you build that? That's part of the process. The process is how you actually do that.
Yeah, that it's great to have a process laid out where you really can grow yourself. And how do you maintain that focus and still think of diversifying your skills?
Well, you maintain the focus by organizing your life. I mean, this is a process of organization. So organize things that help you grow and improve and be the best you could be. I mean, that's an everyday program. So how do you set goals, determine what the goals are, and figure out how you actually build something that's relevant to your development? I didn't say somebody else's development. I said your development. How do you get smarter every day? How do you learn more information? How do you get smarter about math? What's the relevancy of math in your life? What's the relevancy of science and geography in your life? Now, if you don't know geography, if somebody says, well, you know what, I'd love for you to go to California, and you don't even know where California is, you don't even know what it looks like. In fact, if someone said California, or they said, you know what, we're going to take a trip to Australia. What is Australia? What's that? Oh, it's a country. What is the capital of Australia? I don't know what the capital is. Well, it's Sydney. You know, so the idea of being able to figure out these things so that you have some view, so that you can change your perspective about the world, which changes the way you think, which changes your habits, which changes your feelings, which changes the results. You know, so if you do the same thing over and over every single day, which is nothing, you're going to get the same results, which is nothing. Nothing from nothing is nothing. So the ability to be conscious of your development and take charge of that is what the 21st century requires today. Otherwise, you're going to be obsolete. You're no longer relevant, and it's going to affect your social economic condition, which means it's going to affect your money. It's going to affect your job. It's going to affect then your family. It's going to affect the neighborhood that you're in, the schools that your kids go to. It's going to affect everything based on your thinking. So that's what poverty is. That's what poor is. Poor is a consciousness. It's a consciousness of lack. It's a consciousness of not developing or building. It's having no vision. It's having no plan. It's not having goals. It's not being able to achieve anything. It's looking for a handout. It's being a victim. It's not being able to co-create with the world or think about what's possible for you. In fact, you don't even think. You're just in a survival mode every single day.
That makes so much sense. We just have another moment, but I love that idea of what you talk about thinking. You know, this is really about thinking, becoming conscious, being aware where you want to go, what you want to do. So how can people learn more about your work, book you for speaking or teaching, and of course get hold of your books, Stedman?
Well, certainly they can go to my website, www.stedmangraham.com. We have a list of books there. I speak around the world teaching people how to develop an identity and how to take the 9-step success process, which is the life management system, and organize it around your identity once you find out who you are. And that's the foundation for development. So I've dedicated my whole life to teaching this around the world to as many people as possible, especially young people, especially people in the school systems. I have programs in the schools. I'm developing now a college program, a college course. So I'm trying to institutionalize this so that people will understand that they have to have an additional process to build a life for themselves. It's okay to have a job. Nothing wrong with the job. Anybody can get a job. Question is, can you get a life?
That's great, Stedman. I so appreciate you being on Family First, and this show will be archived, so listeners, please tell your friends to come and listen to Stedman's wisdom for youth and family. Thanks again, Stedman. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Happy travels. Good luck with identity.
We hope you've enjoyed Family First. Please tune in to our program every Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, to join your host, Randy Rolfe, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. The weekend is here. Enjoy it with your family. And we hope to see you here next week.